I don't know. I guess like they're having some bad like injuries at kicker,
mm-hmm.
and so like they're gonna. So the Colts have been practicing their like linebacker to be like an emergency kicker in case like you know their only kicker left is not good to go. Yeah. I think he's banged up. And this is his kick right here. This is him like training or warming.
Oh wow!
Fucking doink. It's not looking too good for the Colts. I think they're going to be, unless it's really close, I think they're just going all touchdowns this next tomorrow.
Yeah?
I think so.
How's Philly doing, man?
Oh, we're doing terrible, dude.
So is Minnesota.
So garbage, dude. Oh, so disappointed. It's a... Oh, what's this? No. But yeah, no, it's been a disappointing year.
Dude. Football is, at least for my team, is
it's so depressing, dude. Right, like, I don't know about you, but I get like... My week's not the same with an L, bro. Like,
no.
Because it's on my mind. I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
especially when it's been consistently an L.
Yeah, dude. You're like, damn, dude, my team went a whole month with, like, L's. Like, that's great.
Yeah, like, dude, my team just sucks right now.
I hope next year's good. Because let me tell you, dude, that Super Bowl high is so goddamn good, bro. Like,
I'm real curious to see who goes this year. It's going to change up this year.
I'm trying to think who I think it's going to be. I think Steelers are going to go.
Steelers are looking super good.
But then again.
You know, that's John's team.
Really?
John Vega?
Yeah. No, I see a shit on Facebook all the time.
That's the boy right there.
Yeah, he's cool. He's dope. Cool dude. Well, their hurdle is, because they're AFC, their hurdle is going to be definitely like the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then for NFC to go to Super Bowl,
Chiefs are strong.
For NFC? I'm thinking either Packers, maybe Seahawks. I'm thinking.
Packers are looking real good. Seahawks are doing pretty good. They got what's that fool's name?
Bro, Seahawks?
Yeah.
DK Metcalf.
Yeah, what a name.
Bro, too. I'm so pissed off. Dude, he went in the second round is when the Seahawks drafted him.
Yeah.
That means every team had a chance to get him. Including the Eagles. But you know what's crazy? We had a pick in the first round and the second round before the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have drafted DK.
And just
in the in the second round, we drafted a wide receiver, but his name's JJ Arcega Whiteside. Let me tell you, butt cheeks, doesn't even play. And then there's here DK, who was drafted after him by the Seahawks, who is literally a star wide receiver in the league. And I remember, like, because I kind of do a little research. I don't do, like, how, like, sports, like really big
crazy sport heads.
But I just do, like, some scouting to see who I like and who I don't like. And then I also follow, like, a bunch of sports fan pages. So they kind of, like, show, like, underrated
players.
I don't
like looking at fucking stats, dude.
I don't. Me either. I just like looking at players. And then I'll look at the stats, but I don't take them to heart. Like, just because someone.
I just look at overall.
It's really. Like, just because someone's really fast doesn't necessarily that mean they're going to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Tyreek Hill, but Tyreek Hill. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's dummy fast. He's one of the fastest, but he also got his hands, and he's good at route running. He's just smart. So
yeah,
there's more to it than just speed, and then strength is just – or they just got to be a good player. Like, can they put it in the NFL level?
Yeah, no, man, I haven't even been watching, like, the season really much at all. I watched maybe a couple games.
I have, and it's been disappointing every goddamn time. I don't even know if I'm going to watch tomorrow because we're playing the Saints tomorrow, and we're using our backup rookie QB, so I'm like, it's not even looking good.
Yeah.
Not looking too good down there in Philly.
Who's your rookie QB?
His name is Jalen Hurts. And he looks promising, but I don't want him to be our starting quarterback. I really like Carson Wentz.
Is he like related to Zach Hurts?
No. No, because Zach Hurts is E-R-T-Z. His is Hurts, like H-U-R-T-S.
Oh, like shit hurts.
Yeah, like shit hurts. Yeah, pretty much. So he looks promising, but I don't want him to be our starting quarterback. I really want Carson to still be our starting quarterback. It's just...
Yeah, but he's hurt, right?
No, he's been fucking up, but I hate it because there's a lot of people who are putting blame on him for the team, but I don't think so. When you have
A-plus for a minute.
When you have none of your starting O-linemen and none of your starting wide receivers, I don't see how you do good on offense.
Yeah.
Because the wide receivers he's throwing it to, they're hardly getting separation from the defender, and when they do...
That's not his fault. He's just in a shit.
For the most part, they drop it. And then he tries, like, overcompensate by trying to make some, like, ballsy plays, and then he gets picked off.
Yeah, he tries to go Favre and fucking beam that shit down the highway.
Like, this year, he has the most interceptions thrown than any other quarterback this year, which is not cool. But at the same time, I'm like, he's trying to overcompensate. Like, he's trying to make something out of nothing. Like, what do you expect him to do? Like, you know what I mean? He's trying to win.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, just throw the check down. you know, live to see another down, let the team punt it off while you can throw an interception. It's like, because he doesn't want to kick it off. Like,
yeah, no, man, that's the word. And, like, dude, that's the move in Madden. You never punt that shit.
That's what I love about him, right? Is like, it's stupid, but at the same time, I love that he has cojones.
Yeah, you know he's like, man, he has cojones. He's like, we can fucking do this. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? That's what you want.
Yeah,
that's it's not always see. The smartest, but that's the way to be.
Yeah, you just want to see fight in your quarterback.
You want to see him be like, we can fucking win. Fuck this fourth down right now, dude. We can fucking get that exactly. first. Like, you know,
that's why I love Doug Peterson too. And
Doug Peterson.
And do people,
dude? I fucking saw something on Instagram the other day about Doug Peterson, and I just saw the name, and I was like, Doug Peterson. But it was like 5 a.m, and I was taking a shit, but I wanted to call you so bad. I wanted to wake your ass up and be like, it's Doug Peterson.
No, people have been giving him shit because of how many fourth downs he goes for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's because he's trying to overcompensate too. He knows we have a buns offense because there's so many injuries, so he's trying to make plays. And
well, yeah, and it's like most of the plays for like fourth down picks, like if like they're like there's like a certain amount of plays you pick for that type of shit, you know. Most teams follow that, like there's a basic script out, you know what I mean? That's like the shit that's in Madden. Like if you really think about it and you go, you could play Madden and go through the different fucking playbooks of shit through every different team and their coaching, offense, and defense, and really learn like how the fuck they do their shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you'll see it play out. You're like, oh fuck, that's a fucking, you know what I mean? You'll see it play out.
That's why I can never really get that good at Madden, is because I never really took the time to really learn coverages and the looks.
No, I'm not.
I'll
try to act fancy, like, you know, when I'm playing with somebody, and I'll go to like pick the type of like the. Like, you know how you can just pick type play, or you can pick, like,
formation?
Yeah. You ever pick formation just to look fancy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But you're like, fuck, I don't know what formation this is even. You know what I mean?
Like, I know.
This could help. This could not.
I know, like, some. Like, I know, like, nickel and dime. What it basically means is just how many – it just basically means how many linebackers and how many cornerbacks you have. So if you want more cornerbacks, you're going to run, like, a certain package. If you want more linebackers – and basically it's like – it kind of depends on what you want to defend more. Do you want to defend more the passing or the running?
Yeah.
Because football really is like a game of chess. I mean, when it comes down to it, if you have both equal teams, it comes down to kind of like more chess.
Dude, I've been playing this cheap little football game on this little free fucking football game I got on my phone. It's fun though. It's called Retro Bowl.
Oh shit! It's retro.
I had to turn that down. But it's pretty sick, dude. I've been killing it. Watch how easy this shit is. Look at that! Look at that! Look at that! Ooh. Oh, incomplete. Hold on.
It's a retro football.
No, it's cool though. I like it because it's retro. You know, it's pretty like, I don't know, it just makes it fun. Kind of. Oh, I got sacked. That's what's up.
Oh, that's cool. Great. Dope.
Jesus Christ. Oh, all right. Damn. Well, I'm not giving you a good interpretation of the game, but that's all good. We'll exit out.
You get that? That's all good. my man's he's like showing me. He's like, it's easy, man.
He
throws an incompletion, he gets sacked, and then he throws an interception.
Whatever, man. You got me under pressure, bro. You got me on the spot. When I'm in my room at night, I'm killing it.
Yo, imagine how NFL quarterbacks feel, dude.
All right.
Going into a game, dude, just knowing that millions of people are watching.
I mean, dude, could you imagine throwing an interception in like a stadium of 20,000 people is just fucking suck.
My dad's like, dude,
that's got to center in on your skull and just been like,
my dad's like, why are they even playing if there's nobody in the crowd? I'm like, just because there's no one in the crowd doesn't mean that there's still not millions of people on TV watching.
Well, and they play like the crowd noise, like Madden. And also, and shit, you know,
if you get your ass burnt or get your ankles broken or you get trucked or something,
oh, that shit's an ESPN highlight.
Yeah, you're on ESPN highlights, boy. You're on Facebook, Instagram.
Come on,
like
Instagram. Come like, on now, you're a meme.
Let's not act like because there's no one in the stadium, like you're not gonna get seen. Like you're gonna get seen.
Oh no, you're popping now.
Yeah, you're still gonna get seen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more because now because now everybody has to watch it from fucking online or through TV.
Mm-hmm. Streaming services.
Streaming services is what we're leaning into.
How I just can't wait to start putting video content out, man.
This guy's a hot nigga pie right now.
He is, bro.
He took that rip and he's just been like.
I just can't wait to start getting video content out there for this.
Oh, for real.
And then I got merch on the way. It's not merch, but it's just t-shirts and shit. That's just dope. For a couple of us to wear, you know, take some pictures in, just kind of get the shit flexing a little bit.
I just don't know. For me, it's like just the hookup. I don't really understand how you like hook everything up to get like the audio and the video. Like for me, I'm not really like,
I'm not tech savvy. No, yeah, I know. That's I think what we do is we take the audio file from the video. What I think we do, right, is, you know, you hook up the video settings and the audio settings together with whatever equipment you got. And then I think you just take the audio from that video. And then that's how you put it out on the audio platforms. You solidify, like,
you just take
solidate that shit.
Yeah.
And fucking solidify, whatever the fuck. A word, dog. It's solid.
Did he say solidate?
Solidate. You got to solidify that shit. And then, now you just put that, then you put that on your audio outputs. He's
speaking glip glop.
Glip glop? Yo, don't glip glop on my floop blorp, okay?
He's speaking, what is it?
He trims the fumble.
And then he a pumblus comes out and flicks the pube.
I love how they used to do that shit. I miss old Rick and Morty.
But, no, it's coming. I know I've been talking about it for a long time on here, but it's going to be coming eventually. Just too many other things on the plate. You know what I mean?
The video aspect of it.
Too many other courses of meals on the plate.
Yeah, plus it's, I mean, for one, this year has been crazy with COVID.
But, we've been getting by with such a simple setup.
And
Simple Simons.
Like, I feel like basically the most simple you can get.
But it's fucking
Works. It works. It's nice, yeah.
Like the picture I put out on the page the other day, that was a clean little picture of the setup.
Yeah, so.
I was like, damn, we gotta post that.
Only gets better, which is good. It's good, positive.
Yeah. No, I want to get some more of these too, man.
Yeah, these are cool. I like these.
They're good audio. They're perfect, bro. You can level them out themselves. You know. We just gotta get some more.
Yeah.
Just one more of these.
Well, because it's just more clear when it's just like when you can have just you, because you notice the difference when it's just you right up in it, than like having to like broadcast with everyone around it.
Yeah.
It still works, but I mean, you know, it's a lot better when it's just you right up in it. So if you have two and there's two people, it just sounds a lot better.
Yeah, because I can put it to where the gain and the volume picks us up, but then sometimes it's a little scratchy.
Yeah, because of how far it has to pick up.
Yeah, and just other stuff, like little noises, like, you know, tapping our beer on the table or like hitting a jewel and shit, you know.
Yeah.
You'll hear it a little bit.
Which is good that it picks up shit like that too. I mean, I guess that's cool. I know they have like a better version of this one, like the Keen one, but that one's like
$100. There's a couple better ones, but there's also like just mics setups, like where you can't do these on the mic. That's why I like this though, because this is just like straight, you know,
you can fuck with it talking right then and there. You know, yeah, I mean?
Like if I want to do a solo episode, it's perfect.
It definitely is.
It's perfect for a solo episode.
Man,
what's up, boy? You over there looking
so melted.
Stone, bro. Stonewall Jackson. I need my charger. You need your charger?
Yeah.
I think you need to breathe for a minute, dog.
Don't question my methods.
Go grab it.
Nice.
Damn, got the Ziggler as the cover screen. I like that.
He's dope.
He's cute. Oh my god, he looking stern in that. Like he had attitude for that photo. He's posing.
Dude, he's cute.
You got the blue light on the side. What the fuck? Were you doing a little modeling with your cat?
That's just how it was, man.
You got that blue neon light coming in from the side. What's that? The PS4 light right there?
I don't know, dude.
From the screen on the PS4 home screen right there, my guy.
You could ask Desiree, though. Dude, that fool came to me like...
That's a picture.
Dude, he kept leaving the room and then coming back to get some love for me like 20 times last night.
You don't have a spot.
No, son. You ain't taking out my power.
Check out your jewel.
I only got a little bit left.
That jewel charger.
Yo, son. All right.
I guess I ain't using it.
Right. I guess I'll plug you in, son.
You telling me you can't plug
it in? It ain't going to charge much, though. I'm telling you now. You're only going to get like a little bit of charge off of it.
So
Just plug that shit into the wall output.
It works though. It worked though.
I guess.
As long as I can be on the phone.
I'm never really on my phone enough for it to be like dead. Like usually my shit don't die till like later in the night.
Not through work. Once I get home, it's a different story.
Well, this phone is 3 years old.
No.
It has like that.
It's got some. Yeah.
Starting to fail.
That's usually how the iPhones are too. Fucking, you wait a couple of years and they just start going downhill. They came out and iPhones even said and came out and admitted that they've done that on purpose too. Like even with updates and shit, just so you want to buy the new ones.
I think it's weird though, like, because this has happened with a couple phones to where, like, when they get old, I'll be using the charger and they'll act retarded on the charger. Like, they'll be all glitching out or I can't scroll or do anything. And I'll unplug it and it'll go right back to being normal.
Hell yeah.
So I'll just turn it off and let it charge and be like, all right.
I'll just wait till you're nice and charged to fucking use you like a normal person. Yeah.
Nah, dude. That shit, after a couple years, man, your shit just shuts down.
Yeah, you gotta upgrade your phone every now and again. It sucks. It's an inconvenience. And
it sucks, but that's how they make them.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, you know, 2 years in. Well, we just got this new model.
Way like, fucking better.
You had that in the pocket? You could have just did that in the first place.
No, I remember when I got this one phone, that thing like lasted a year, and then it just turned off and never turned back on.
That's the thing, dude.
I feel like they just all need to combine into one fucking thing, make one model of phone that doesn't need a new model. They're you just update the system.
That's not the capitalism way.
But you just update the system, brother. But eventually.
Where's the money in that?
But tell me, dude, Xbox, Microsoft, Apple, it's all going to be the same fucking thing one day, dude.
Yeah.
Plus, then it would just
it's gonna be called like Zion or some
then
shit.
But then it would just become a monopoly too, because
no, dude, this is I'm talking about like when cars are flying and the world's exploding, yeah, but then they build up like a self-sustaining orb in the earth to where only rich people can go. There's gonna be like one thing, and it's called Zion. You live in Zion. You play Zion. Like
all games will be one game.
Oh, all be a life is game. Game is life. Life is true.
Have you guys seen the movie Ready Player One?
Hell yeah, bro.
That's a great fucking
movie. It's like
movie.
One of the best.
That's what kind
of
like what
you're coming out with a sequel.
Ready Player Two.
Yeah.
They're both based on novels.
Yeah.
But Ready Player One was the
But like it visually the movie is fucking crazy.
But the story, I mean, it's just a good movie.
It's a great fucking
movie. It's solid. I didn't think I was going to like it. I was like, "Yeah, maybe I'll like it." I don't know. I was like, "Let me try it." And I was like, I was stuck into that movie.
It's so good.
Like once you get started, you're like,
"Johnny showed me that movie."
Really?
Yeah, I was actually out at Grandma Don's one weekend with him, and he was like, "You ain't seen Ready Player One?" I was like, "Nah." He was all, "You'll love it." I was like, "All right, put it on."
It's good, dude.
Dude, it's killer.
The
Ready Player One is vibes.
The ending is just too mm-hmm. like the way things come together. It's, yep. just, it's so goddamn good.
Yeah, it's one of those perfect movies for sure.
Perfecto.
Perfection. The yeah. plane. Ooh, spicy? Is that spicy?
Why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy?
Oh, yeah.
If you want one, you can have one, but I don't think you like these.
There's some Modelos in the fridge.
Oh, go eat you a Modelo, fool.
I mean, I guess
then pull up and, like, hit your gang signs on me.
Throw up your set, fool.
Throw up your set before you walk away, fool. That's all I'm saying.
You gotta rip your set as you walk, fool.
And that is the perfect reenactment of a black man. What? No? I thought we nailed it.
A suburban black man.
A suburban black man on the west side of Canada.
Canada. Canada.
Nailed it. I'm so good at interpretations.
That'd be a good place to live, dude. It's Canada.
Yeah?
I'd like to live there.
You want
to
go? I can't.
Kind of.
I can't go to the. I can't go to Canada.
No?
Did you know that?
No.
DUI.
You can't go to
Canada. I can't go to Canada.
Really?
Because of a DUI?
Yeah. After your DUI, you have like a 7-year period of not being able to go to Canada. And then even after that, sometimes it takes longer. Canada is. They're fucking like. They're like, hey, babe, hey.
We're good people.
We're good people up here. Eh?
We don't like to drink and drive.
We're good people up here, eh?
We're really responsible and shit.
Why are you speaking Mexican? Why you got like Latino accent?
No, dude. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm speaking.
Listen here, eh?
No, I'm speaking African American male in the suburbs
of Canada,
of west side of Canada.
Gary is so Canadian, dude.
Dude, Gary's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay, bud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I know Canadians, they just say the same thing we say, yeah, but dude, backwards. But,
yeah.
So we'll be like, hi, how you doing? They'll be like, how you doing? Hi. Or so, I don't know,
how you doing? Hi, bud. No, you're like, hey, bud, how you doing? No.
It's weird. They just speak backwards.
Dude, you ever seen hockey refs mic'd up?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, it's the best fucking thing. Two dudes will start fighting, and they're like, oh, he's a fucking asshole. Oh, get out of here, bud. You knew what you were doing. They were going to beat your ass.
Never. Sounds like Escape from Family Guy.
No, dude. Like, these one dudes fight, and he's all, oh, you got your ass kicked. Get in there, bud. You knew what you were doing. Or they'll be like, get that piece of shit out of here. Probably had too much to drink last night, throwing up on the ice.
Throwing up on the ice.
A little sipper, that one.
That's
the funniest shit ever, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Any sports mic'd up, though, is like the shit.
Yeah. I wish they were all just mic'd up all the time.
Yeah, right. I wish we could hear it.
Because, like, I know with football, have you run it whenever, like...
Wait, so you watch the fights, right?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg commentating
is the goddamn
goat. It's the best
thing ever. The goddamn goat, dude.
It's the best thing ever, dude.
He says, it's like two of my uncles fighting
at the barbecue. It's like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue. Oh, get him, Roy. He's all, run, Roy, run. And then when he was talking about Nate, he's all, Nate got to pick up the slack. This is fucking, he making us look bad.
He's making us look bad.
He just signed like a $50 million contract to like commentate more sports. He's going to do the Conor, or no, he's going to do the Mayweather, Logan Paul thing.
He has like 12 jobs.
He's the man.
He's making moves for sure.
He's got like 12 jobs, but at like, do you think he really does a lot?
I'm sure he does a bit.
I don't feel like he's sitting down in that room, like, writing.
No, bro, he gets stoned and he just goes and talks about
it. He's like, this is what we're doing. You know what I mean?
That's probably his job.
He's like, this is what we're doing.
This is all I
want. I feel like that's all he's doing. He's like, this is what we're doing. Like, he ain't sitting down writing shit. Like, even his freestyles are so, like, laid back and, like, lazy.
Even in his
He's like, I pulled up to the stone.
Yo, hold on, what do you think about it? Even back then, Snoop Dogg was just getting high and putting some bullshit.
Yeah, like, you know, he's like, I pulled up to the stove. I found me a hoe. She ran out of drink. I said, I'll get you some hoe. He says a lot of, he's got a lot of shit like that. And he's all, to the tizzle, the whizzle.
But she is on my neck. Like, yeah.
And then I pulled it out and she sucked on the pizzle. Like, you know, like he's like, got, like, oh shit, Snoop. No. There's a lot of shit like that.
He said, I'll snoop.
But in his younger days, I don't know about you, that shit is hard. His young raps.
Some of his old, I think his best album is Doggy Style.
Yeah, I mean.
That shit goes hard.
Just to say that, it's like, yo, what's the album? Doggy Style.
Which is funny, because there's a rapper called Doggy Style, and he sounds a lot like Snoop, and he's actually pretty lit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
He's pretty dope, I'm not gonna lie. He's definitely gangster rap, and he sounds like young Snoop, and he's pretty dope.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
I just suggest you check it out. It's cool. Give me that lighter. I'm going to pop open this here space dust.
Dude, pop open the space dust.
Space dust.
Yeah, sniff it before you drink it. Though. Longer. No.
Harder.
Harder, dude. Walk sniff.
Longer and harder.
Sniff, bro. Space dust.
Space dust.
It's been a good one, man. Tomorrow's going to be sick.
Yeah.
That episode, dude. First time we got the boys together on the cast finally.
Twan-easy.
It's going to be sick.
Three Musketeers.
Yep. Finally. Finally on the cast. Ain't made it happen yet.
That's crazy. Almost, like, pretty much almost 20 in.
Yeah.
Barely.
No, this is the 20th.
No, but I mean 20 in and then barely getting to the point of.
Yeah.
Of having all three on.
Oh, yeah.
Which is. Okay, I mean, shit's happened.
Well, like, dude. Yeah, well, for most of the part, too, it was like either he was co-leading or you were co-leading, you know?
Yeah.
Or I had the boy here, Seth Rowe.
I think you had a few solos.
I had one solo. I've been thinking about doing another, but not sure yet.
I would just make sure that it's, like, you want to do it.
And I just got it's got to be something I want to talk about.
I feel like it's got to be, like, you got to be, like...
I think it might be, like, a personal episode.
Yeah. I feel like it's got to be something, like, you're definitely, like, you, like, I want to get down.
I don't know if it's going to be all laughing and shit like that just because it's, you know, it's, like, I'll be alone to talk about some shit, you know?
Yeah.
I think it'll be more of, like, a just connecting with the fans type shit.
Yeah. Hopefully at one point we can get, like, a good amount of fans where we can get some Q&A going.
Yeah, I mean, I keep plugging the cast, man. I've been wanting them to, like, DM...
I like a Q&A. Q&A would be dope. At some
a point. Q&A would be tight.
At some point.
A Q&A would be really sick, actually.
I think that'd be dope. I like that.
And then,
Do you guys have a Twitter?
I have a Twitter, but I don't get
on it. I do, but it's not... It's not in full effect, really.
I rarely get on it.
It's not popping.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, I have a Twitter for the pay for the cast, okay. But it's like not. It's just not really catching yet. I think I'm gonna make a new one.
You just gotta have a Twitter for it.
Everybody. I'm not good at Twitter though. You should like run my Twitter.
Oh my god. All right. I mean, I'll try, but it just everybody who has.
You just gotta post episodes and pictures and shit. You just gotta try to get me out there. Just get the cast out there. You can run the Twitter, dude. You got this.
You got this. I sure as hell.
It's said and done, bro. I'll print it out the paperwork tomorrow. No, it's all good. We'll figure something out. It's all still growing.
I just hate Twitter.
Hey, we on Spotify. That's all I can say.
That's dope.
Joe Rogan's on Spotify. We on Spotify. What's up?
Only difference is Joe Rogan got made 100.
He getting bank. He got all right, we ain't getting bank. We getting nada. But it's all good.
Homie, I went to elementary school. He's like a big fan of Hobson. He's rapping too, and he's on Spotify too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fuck him. Checked him out, but I was like,
I ain't on Spotify yet.
Yeah, I'll check him out. He might be good.
He might be good. Together. I'm sorry, I didn't mean what I said before.
Y'all should collab.
We should collab, dog.
I'll hit up Nick and be like, yo.
Collab project?
We was homies. Come do a song with my brother.
Come do a song with my older brother, dude.
Come do a song on the cast.
On the cast? Free song on the cast.
I'll make a song on the cast. Oh, there you go.
I'm drinking whiskey. I'm getting tipsy. Whoa. Pulled up on a bike. It was a 10-speed. What?
Just blew your fucking mind, didn't
I? Shit, man. Y'all came in your pants right now.
Straight loads.
Oh!
Straight loads. Desiree's looking around like, what did I just decide to listen to?
It's a bit steamy and sticky.
It's at a standstill. We're at a standstill.
This.
Hit that, dude.
I'm going to hit it so hard.
Hit it like you're
fucking. Can I get a fucking
yes. Yes, queen. Fucking GLD Dan. I'm glad you could come make an appearance, dude. I didn't know you'd bless the cast like this, GLD Dan.
I feel good.
Yo, he is straight GLD. I gotta take a picture of you just so this has to be relevant for this episode. The name of this episode is gonna be GLD Dan.
Oh, I feel
like I gotta take a picture of you.
I know. Hey, fuck it. Clickbait it up.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, don't even like act like you.
You know what you should do? You should take a picture of me, and then under the post, you should tag GLD Dan.
Oh my god! Yes!
There you go.
I'm gonna tag him, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, this is GLD Dan. Yo, dude, what if he peeped it and was like, this shit's funny? Bro, and just put us on? That'd be crazy. Send us, like, just trash chains.
Bro, I'd be all
dude,
for it.
Dude, that'd be crazy.
I'd be all for it.
Fuck it. GLD Dan in the building, though.
Hey, so I got a
big crowd.
This kind of came to my mind, and I got to ask you. What is your thoughts on Miss Meg Thee Stallion?
Like, what do you mean?
You like her shit? I'd be fucking with her shit.
I mean, her shit's popping.
I feel like
it's there.
Like,
the talent's there. She fire, too.
Like, and whenever she, I don't know, she dirty. Like, her raps are dirty, but I like it.
I would like to see her put something out, like, talk about something else, though.
A little something other than sex.
I think it'd be cool if she talked about some real shit. But then again, I haven't heard nothing like that. She might have something like that. I don't know.
You know, just everything I came across about her wasn't.
Everything I've seen so far is, like, WAP, and then, like, that song that's, like, You know what I'm talking about?
Is it Crybaby?
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's the one on the radio.
Oh, body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Yeah, yeah. Body, yaddy, yaddy. Or no, not that one. It's the. It's pussy. Yeah. Yeah, she knows that. Sang it, Desiree. You know it's good.
I like the one with DaBaby, Crybaby. That one's pretty far. Right? I should hear that one, DaBaby.
Well, there's an old one, too. It's not Crybaby. There's a one they did way before that, too. That one's good as well.
I feel like DaBaby's probably smashed a bunch of these celebrity bitches.
I hope he has.
I hope so, too. Isn't he like 5'8"?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That little
short as fuck.
And bro, like Meg Thee Stallion's like 5'11", and if he hit that, yo, props to him, man.
Tory Lanez, dog.
5'6" or some shit. 5'6". He's small.
He was smashing it. All right, though. We coming up to that time. It's been Liddy.
Socials.
GLD Dan.
Shieldy Dan.
All right, you already know. Follow at Just Trash Cast, at Illmind Charlo, and what's your shit, Tyler the Goat. What? Don't say that. Don't say that again.
He needs.
Don't it repeat that
he
on
needs,
air.
He needs it revoked.
He needs a card revoked. Don't say what card.
He needs it revoked.
God, I'm glad ASAP, I started a second after.
ASAP, no Rocky, bro. Dude, literally got.
He got canceled before we start.
He got flatlined, bro. By a YouTuber. I mean, I'll give him this.
It wasn't like that great of a knockout, though. It was like scrambled egg.
No, dude, he knocked him the shit out. Like the way he was on face down on the mat for down twice before he got knocked out.
Oh, keep going. I'm checking the levels.
I heard a honk. Honk it, Tom.
Man, shit.
Honk it. Ooh, shut my mouth.
Ain't nobody for me.
No, okay, cool.
All right.
And did you ever see the Tyson and Jones fight? Or did you see that?
Yeah, I watched the whole event. I watched the whole, every card.
With, I feel like Tyson got robbed. I feel like he won that.
Oh, no, he did. Yeah, he definitely won. He fucking had way more shots landed.
I felt like he was pushing the tempo of the fight, too.
And he had way more stamina throughout the fight. Fucking Roy was tired by, like, round three.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, I thought Tyson won that. Like, I felt like it was unanimous that he won.
Yeah, no, they just didn't do it that way because it wasn't – they already said before the fight, you know, there wasn't going to be a winner.
I think it's because it was an expedition.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it.
It's basically just sparring.
Pretty much. It's a fight, just a fight. And it's not even supposed to be, like, that hard. Like, you're not even supposed to, like, go for knockouts.
Oh, yeah, no. They were going for it.
Yeah.
Like, Tyson was going
for it. My thing was, like, you're not going to tell Mike Tyson he can't. He's, like, he's not going to fight and not try to knock you out. Like, good luck.
Yeah, no. And, like, after the fight, fucking Tyson's like, we got to do it again.
Because he's like, this is bullshit. I want to win.
Yeah. And Roy's like, man, I'm tired.
He's like, man, I gotta go back and retire.
Roy's like, I don't want to do this. Like, I got the bag. I'm gonna get out of here.
No, Tyson, he's probably. I heard who was it? George Foreman. He fucking recently went on social media and was like, because he's looking nice and good. He's like,
and Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, they're wanting to smoke.
Everybody wants to smoke now.
Yeah, all the legends they want to smoke.
I think it'd be crazy if Tyson bit his other ear.
Right,
dude, that'd be nuts.
Dude, it'd be fucking like. It'd be viral, for sure.
Oh, dude, he'd go to jail.
For sure.
He'd go to prison. There'd be no more Tyson after that, I think.
His legacy, though, would live on even longer, though. Oh, dude,
they'd be like, this crazy son of a bitch did it. Like,
he did it again.
Want that? Yep, come get that. Oh. All right.
She said I'm cemented. Plastered.
Nope. That first hit got me. I'm stuck in the couch.
Couch potatoes.
Couch potatoes.
How it is. Hey, it's about to be 420 too.
Oh, damn.
419.
And you ain't gonna hit it.
Look at all these messages.
Don't pressure me. Sorry.
Don't tempt
me.
I'm
sorry. I don't mean to peer pressure.
So, one thing we didn't talk about, which we did mention.
Yep.
Got was it. The election.
Yep. Biden. Your boy.
Did that go... Your boy. Did that go the way you wanted it to?
I mean, it's funny.
That's a response.
No, honestly, I wanted Trump to win just for comedy.
Just like, fuck it.
Yeah, but now it's almost better because Biden still won. And I don't know about the whole fucking fraud and tie, whatever the fuck, you know, with the votes, whatever. I don't think that shit works out right anyway. But I think it's funny that it's been like, what, 30 days now? It's been like 30 days or something since Biden was elected. And Trump's still like, ha, nah, son, I'm going to need this proved in a court of law before I move out this bitch. And this is the first, you could, like, I bet the whole time he's been president, this is the first time where like, the longest period of time that he's actually stayed in the White House. He's like, I ain't fucking leaving now.
I ain't fucking leaving.
He's all, fuck, I should have spent some more time in here. This place sucks.
Motherfucker, dude.
His beds probably hasn't been slept on, so it's all just broken in. Like it's all just like box bed. Like when you go to a hotel and you can tell it's a brand new mattress, you're like, son of a bitch.
This motherfucker's firm.
You know, nobody done fucked on this yet. Just a fresh bed.
Yeah, I don't think I really like for either one winning. I couldn't care less because I couldn't care less for either one candidate.
Yeah, no.
So what's your
I definitely paid attention. I watched the debates. The debates were pretty funny. At least the first one. I watched the first one where they were just bickering at each other.
Oh, I've seen. I saw bits. Up, I saw man. Bits like highlights.
Of oh yeah, he's all. Would you fucking Biden? Would you just shut up, man?
Isn't that great. Some shit, dude?
It was so great. You're like, dude, this is great. And some and yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen because it's kind of wild. It's the first time a president's been like, "Nah, son,
I ain't right."
You know what I mean?
Fucking was it Leo and fucking like, Wolf of Wall Street? Fucking, yeah.
I ain't fucking leaving.
I ain't fucking leaving. They're all yeah. That's fucking Trump, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Damn, I'm surprised I haven't seen that meme video yet. They're all Trump after Leo.
Right.
I'm not fucking leaving.
It's all quiet. I said I ain't fucking leaving.
Fucking every redneck in his living room in front of the TV. Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I said. He ain't fucking leaving. Best believe shit.
He ain't leaving that house.
That's his house.
The White House.
Isn't Biden white? Shut the fuck up, Mary.
He's been making out with that Harris.
That Harris.
That Kamala.
Oh, what if my dad's side's like family members like they called her something like Camel Toe Harris or something.
Oh my god.
I was like, god damn, dude.
Your fucking family is the most like modern racist people
ever. Like
they do it with
they're
such
politically correct racism, I guess.
Yes.
Is what
yes. They're politically correct and racist. I don't understand it. And then there's like a couple of them. They'll be like, "No, I know like a cool black guy." You know what I mean? It's like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
I guess you just gotta pick and choose your battles.
And then there's like my dad, who's like, I don't believe he's really racist, but he has racist tendencies from his past.
Yeah,
because
he
from
used to.
Past,
do it. Yeah,
from his past.
I love hearing him talk about it because he's all, "Yeah, I used to hate black people." He's all, and then I kind of started listening to rap, and you know what I mean? They're all right.
I learned I was being ignorant.
It's all I like rap now. It's all I like country rap, but I like rap.
Which is weird. Yeah, he hates country, mm-hmm. but loves rap.
I love Tech N9ne.
Fucking Tech Weezy, motherfucker. And now he knows everybody fucking in Strange, knows when people is posting.
I know,
shit.
Dude. It's like we put him on to rap, and he was now, like, every time I talk to him, he's like, "Have you heard this dude?" And I'm like, "Nah, son." Slap that shit, and you'll be like, "This shit's banging, right?" No, no, I'm like, "Yeah, dude." He's all, "Send you a link." I'm like, "What? All right,
I'll send you."
All right, dude.
You're on none of my family members.
Oh, yeah,
send
dude.
Me links.
Shout out, Big Salwa, dude. I still have a bunch of hash.
Oh yeah, hell yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah, was it Stony?
Huh?
Stony.
Oh yeah, I think he got it mixed up though. I think the bowl he made out of bubble hash. Because the stuff that he said was bubble hash burns more like boot hash. And the stuff that he said is boot hash bubbles up like bubble hash.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
So I don't know.
You're all either way, Stony. So.
But I don't know. Then again, anytime I've ever had bubble hash, it hasn't bubbled.
Yeah.
Every other hash I've had besides that has bubbled. So I don't know. Maybe I just got the game fucked up.
I was just reversed, man.
I don't know. But it's good shit. It's great. I like. I actually really like chiefing on it before bed. Been giving me crazy dreams,
yeah,
like trippy ass dreams, dude. Like vivid shit, like shit that'll have to do like with something that like the next day throughout the day I'll have to remember that I dreamed it. Like instead of it being like a memory,
yeah,
I'll be like, what the
fuck?
Because
yeah, you're yeah. like, y'all, did that really happen? Y'all, no, that was a fucking dream.
Y'all, I'll come home and be like, wait, no, I didn't do that.
See, those dreams really fuck me up because
it's just like little shit. Like you know, you just put your hat over here or. Or you watch like this
yeah.
little fucking thing, you know what I mean?
It's like where the dream has like just a realistic aspect to it.
Yeah, and it like, just does something real quick, or like you talk to somebody, and you're like, fucking, like that was weirdly normal.
Yeah, like because the dreams are supposed to be like out there. When
yeah,
when they're in like the realm of like being normal, it fucks you up because you feel like you said, like it feels like a memory more or less than a dream.
Yeah, like I had one last night where like it like randomly just happened, but like. I hit up Ruben and was like, "Yo, you got my charger?" And then he just like walked in the room and was like, "Here you go, fam."
Yeah, because you still
have
mine.
And fucking like walked off, and I still have Seth's charger. But it's crazy, isn't it? Like little things like that. like little things that will relate to something somehow. You're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Or in like some weird way, your dreams are connected to some sort of reality.
Yeah, it'll fuck
I do think up. That because I feel like sometimes if you go to like bed in a certain mood, you'll have like if you do have a dream, it'll kind of like correlate with the mood you had when you crashed out.
Uh-huh.
So like if you went to bed pissed off, you might have like a crazy like demonic fucking like nightmare.
Oh yeah, dreams are wild. I haven't had a dream like that in a long time.
Nightmare?
Yeah, like a nightmare.
I don't think I have either, not that I remember, but when I when you get one, dude, they really do fucking suck.
No, I bet.
Like ones that just fuck up your whole day.
Like I've had ones where I woke it up and I was like, whoa. I'm like, that was kind of dicey. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But not one where like I've woken up in the middle and like not in a long time where I've like woken up like, what the fuck? Like, you know?
Like one where like where you wake up where in the middle of the night up, and know? Then fucking it's kind of hard for you to go back to bed because it's just on your mind.
Yeah. Actually, I think we were talking about that in the last one, too.
Were we?
Dreams?
Probably. Dreams are... It's a cool subject.
I was talking about something in previous... I think it was with you, but I was talking about how it was, like, in Inception, like, within it and shit. I don't know. You remember? Yeah, you remember now, right? The last one.
I do remember that, yeah. I have to bring it up. I do remember that. A dream within a dream inside a dream inside a dream. What the fuck? Oh, man.
Oh, dude, have you seen that new Hero movie for Netflix? It's supposed to be like a sequel to Shark. Yeah, but it's not fucking Taylor Lautner.
It's not. Well, that's
why they covered his face.
I know. It's bullshit. He doesn't even like talk or nothing.
No, they're supposed to be older, right? But they have the original Lava Girl, right?
Yeah.
And she looks older. Like
it still looks like
obviously,
her, though.
Obviously, she's supposed to look older, but she looked like she may have had
little drug problem
at one point, like maybe like
little opioid addiction.
Like she got like a little like famous from Shark Boy Lava Girl, and she was just like, woo!
That Shark Boy Spy Kids money, fucking
yeah. Maybe went to her head a little bit there for like a good year or two.
Yeah, good year or two. She was wild because
she doesn't look like
she doesn't look bad, but no, she looks older.
Yeah, you're like, and you don't know if it's like she's just older, but like, I don't know.
Man, they should have had Taylor Lautner though, man. But sure. It's probably because he can't do flips and shit anymore. He can still do flips?
Hold on. Didn't he get fat?
It was just like a couple years ago that he was fucking doing flips and grown-ups.
Oh, fuck, you're right. But he was still ripped right there. He's not ripped no more.
He's fat, right?
He's fat now, I think. Oh, no, he's not fat. He's got his chubs.
He got chubs, for sure.
He ain't been working out. Yo, that's how motherfucking...
That's how Vin Diesel got.
Vin Diesel? And what's the other boy? High School Musical.
Zac Efron,
he's not giving a fuck about working out right now either, unless he lands like a big role. But like the most ripped he got was for like Baywatch. He's all, I ain't doing that shit again. I've been wanting to check his little show out on Netflix. Don't shake your head over there. What are you shaking your head for?
That's your
huh? No.
Always
love Zac Efron's the boy, dude.
He's the shit.
You seen Charlie St. Cloud? Cry every time, dog. I cry every time. That kid looks like Mark.
He needs to come over here. He needs to come over here.
I know. Hop over here, son. What are you doing over there?
Yeah, in the conversation.
Hop over there, son. Come on. You're playing Smash? You can still play Smash.
I got my ass.
Desiree's like, fuck, I got to move my feet.
I got my ass beat.
Well, there you go. That's even more of a reason.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Come over here. You can bring your bong if you want.
Let's just rage quit real quick and hop on the cast.
Yeah, dude, hop on the cast, bro.
No, he's not looking bad right now. He's actually looking really good right now. From what I've seen, Lautner.
Oh, damn, he's got an Insta.
I figured, dude. Like,
why am I surprised?
That's
no, he got
like,
he
oh
got
shit, up. He's got a meme.
But no, he's looking good right now. So I don't know.
Looks all right. He's getting older. He should have been in it though, dude.
Hey, here's him when he was there. He's about the same age. He had
Von right? Dutch. That's him at that age, dude. Come on.
Is he Batman? Well, he's Batman for Halloween. Well,
good. It should have been Shark Boy.
Right?
That's all I'm fucking saying. Fuck you. You were never Batman. You couldn't be Batman.
He could be Batman.
Dude, did you hear about how the original, like, 300 sequel was supposed to be, like, way later with Leonidas' son, and he was going to be Leonidas' son? That was, like, the original script for 300,
too. I've never heard that.
That was in, like, the original script
for 300. Did you hear the sequel for Gladiator that never happened?
Nah.
Where they wanted him to come back and he would have like been a god and lived throughout every war as like a general or some shit, and like it would have ended with him in a Pentagon, like as like an agent or some shit.
That'd have been kind of cool. But would it still been Russell Crowe?
Yeah. And Jesus was supposed to come back and he was supposed to like fight in like the 7-year war rapture with Jesus.
Huh. Yeah, that sounds fucking insane.
Yo, that sounds like a way bigger step from the first
one. Yeah, right. Fucking gladiator. The first fucking one. I'm a god and here's Jesus. Like,
yeah, dude. The first one, he's like, dude, my kids are dead. Like, my wife is dead. I hate these guys. They enslaved me.
And then he becomes a god.
Yeah, now I'm fighting for them. And I gotta beat them. He beats them. He dies. Now he's like, I'm about to party with Jesus.
Yeah, right. Like, how do you explain that? Is that why there wasn't
a
part 2?
That's a pretty big step.
That's a big jump.
He's not even a gladiator anymore at that point.
Well, I think they said that when he was in
he's just a fucking.
It was supposed to end with rapture happening and Jesus coming back to tease the threequel, and the threequel was supposed to be about the 7-year war of rapture.
Then it's just Jesus.
So then they were going to get holy on us?
Yeah, it was going to be a weird fucking trilogy, if I'm being honest.
from my research.
And then the second movie, yeah. And then the third movie.
Because the first movie is completely normal. And then, like, the second one, he's just like, I'm a fucking god.
I got a war.
I don't know what you thought. You must have thought something else in that ending in the last one, but y'all didn't see the bigger picture.
I'm fucking Kratos in this motherfucker.
I'm fucking Kratos' wishes. Wish the motherfucker would.
I think Nick Cage is the one that was coming up with.
Oh my god.
Nick Cage?
No, of course.
This is Nick Cage's theory?
No, I think this is just part of something that he wrote. I can't remember.
Nick Cage wrote the movie Gladiator?
No, he has something to do with it, though. I just don't remember what.
Look this shit up. Charlotte, look this shit up.
I'm so. I don't even know what to look up.
What did Nick Cage do for Gladiator?
YouTube or like.
I would just Google. Oh, my god.
What did Nick Cage do for Gladiator, dude?
Just look up. Supposed Gladiator 2 sequel.
Okay, I need to see this.
Yo,
Nick Cage is wild.
Have you looked up the cast for the third Spider-Man movie? Andrew Garfield's on there.
Andrew fucking Toby's.
Not on it yet, but he's getting.
He's been spotted at a thing.
Yeah, at a costume thing. The costume fitting.
Yeah, so I mean.
What's happening, bro?
What else you need, bitch?
He's on fucking the cast for Doctor Strange, too.
That's pretty sick.
And so is Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh,
I do
look
see,
it up.
I do see something.
Andrew,
what's up?
Toby and Ryan.
Wait, you found something? What'd you find?
I see on the BBCculture.com.
Let me see this. BBC, come on now. Look at that picture.
Yeah, musician Nick Cage wrote a time travel saga in which Maximus is not a gladiator, and an emperor laments his lightning struck giraffe. Well, let's see.
His lightning struck. He struck a giraffe.
I don't know.
Fool's in Africa now. Huh? That's what's up.
This seems about right. That what are we calling? The Tale of Nicolas Cage almost playing to. All right, that's some other shit.
That's a forgotten thing.
Yeah, that's
Nicolas. Thank God Nicolas Cage ain't never been fucking Superman, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That one could have been tight.
Yeah,
it had the
after
potential.
Watching the fucking
the documentary.
Yeah, I was like, man,
the documentary
is probably interesting.
Yeah, it could have been cool, dude.
I could tell you one.
Have
thing.
You seen the doc?
No,
it's good.
It's really good.
I can tell you one
it's
thing. I think Nick Cage would be great as a character if it became anything of that. It'd be like fucking the Joker because that fool puts a lot into it. Like he
I
over...
feel like he'd be a better Scarecrow.
Not anymore.
He was supposed to be Scarecrow.
Was he?
Yeah,
I can see
in,
that.
The one, the Batman and Robin sequel, he was going to be Scarecrow.
It's just, dude, he puts so much into his goddamn. Like he puts way too much, like too much emotion towards like, oh, he's like, he's overdoing it. It's...
Oh yeah.
Well, Scarecrow is one of my favorite Batman villains, and I think that.
Was and goddamn, dude, the fucking Wicker Man is to me still one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I've not seen
have
that
seen
movie.
Mandy?
No, movie that one's pretty cool. That one's pretty cool.
Dude, it's so
which
good.
Movie is that?
It's
The Wicker Man.
That's the one where Nick Cage goes.
He's a policeman and goes to the island and finds the coal because he's looking for like his daughter or some fucking shit
that he didn't know he had.
Yeah.
With his ex-wife that he hasn't seen in years,
and
it's a
cult?
Bad movie.
Yeah, it's like a cult on this island, but he doesn't know that it's a cult. Or yeah. Well, he kind of does because it's kind of like just a weird, like, it's just these people on this island, so they're, yeah. Like, they're different. So he knows they're weird and they're quirky and they're just fucking weird.
But, all right.
I mean, you shouldn't watch this movie anyways, so I'm going to spoil
the
it.
Original.
I'm going to spoil the original is good. The original is.
So we shouldn't cool. Watch it anyways.
You shouldn't because it does, do not. If you want to go for it, it's kind of hilariously bad.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some. It has its moments where it could be good, and you can see, like, the direction it could have went to make it good. But no. The ending, and there's an original movie, and I think they were trying to like do its own like little version of it. So
man,
there's that too. But
you seen that original Hills Have Eyes?
No,
the old one.
Yeah, one from the 70s.
No,
so much better than the remake.
Is it
I
really?
Love the remake. The remake's good, but that original's amazing.
It's pretty good though, huh?
Yeah.
No, but the end of The Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage. Oh, the fucking bees part. The fucking bees, dude.
Oh, not the bees.
The bees! What do they do? Don't they put honey on his face or something? Yeah, and then they put like a basket of bees on his head. And he's all the bees.
What?
Nick Cage?
Yeah, and then they put him in like this fucking giant.
His face gets all fucked up from the bees.
Yeah, and dude, then they
giant
fucking
things from the original.
And then they
burn.
Yeah. That would suck though. Dude.
But then they like tie him up, right? And
that's
put like
they, call it the wicker
they basically just get these giant hammers and break his knees backwards.
Oh god!
And then they fucking like they drag him and put him in this like giant like wooden made thing of a man. Yeah, yeah. That, and then so they just fucking like kind of like just rope him up to the top and lock him in, and they set the bottom on fire. So, and that's how the movie ends, is that it gets all the way up to the top, and then he's just, like, screaming at them in flames, and then he basically fucking dies. And, hey, James Franco, James Franco's at the end of the credits of that movie.
He is.
What?
Yeah, yeah, crazy shit. Like, if you watch this through the end of the credits, it's him, James Franco, and his friend, right, go to a bar.
Yeah, and their chicks there trying to lure them to the island to do the same shit, basically.
To them.
Whoa.
So that's it. It's crazy.
So there was almost supposed to be, like, a sequel.
Maybe?
Or is it just showing
it's supposed to happen,
but it's just showing that the cycle continues.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I guess
I just watched this crazy movie. Let me look it up real quick. You guys keep talking.
What is it on? Or did you watch it on like Netflix or something?
It's on Hulu or no, I think it's an Amazon Prime movie.
You don't
Amazon
want to talk Prime. To me about crazy movies.
But
wounds.
Jesse Eisenberg's in it. And
is it like where he's American?
Another British chick is in it. Hold on, I gotta find this real quick.
Girl, I need to know.
It's really good. It's not crazy good, but it's pretty good. Vivarium.
Oh, I haven't seen this, but I know I've seen the trailer.
Where like they just go to check it. Yeah,
they go to check this.
They go to check
out
the place out. And they end up getting trapped,
yeah.
And then they end up getting left with this.
I heard the ending like really
mutant.
Trippy.
Well, it's pretty good. Spoiler alert. I don't know if you guys want to watch it.
I do and I don't. Just because I feel like it's gonna, I already know, I feel like it's gonna have a shit ending.
It's pretty good, dude. And the only, like, it's just, it's a cycle thing. Basically, they raise this baby and it's like an alien type thing.
That's what I figured. And like that,
they get trapped in like this dimension thing. You know, and they try to raise the baby and they try to like figure a way out, but they never do and they end up dying. And then the fucking baby grows, it grows like super fucking quick. And then it goes back to the place where like they originally went to check out stuff, and then like two more people walk in, and then he's like, he just stands up to go talk to him. Movie ends. So it's basically, it's just like a cycle thing to keep
people to getting trapped.
Yeah, basically.
So basically, the dude, because there's a realtor dude, right?
Yeah.
And so
the realtor dude is the alien.
But so the baby that they were raising basically becomes the next realtor dude.
Yeah. So it's
weird. It's a cycle. Just
it's kind of weird. It's like there's. It's like an alien thing at play for sure. There's a bigger thing at play, but they don't get to see it. They don't dive into that at all.
See, the movie looked good to me.
That's the only thing that sucks is you don't get any real insight on
it. The only reason why I didn't watch the movie is because of that reason. I knew there was going to be like some ending that was just kind of like on the borderline of a shit ending.
Yeah, you just don't figure nothing out. You don't learn nothing. All you learn is, well, fuck, you know.
And my thing, I don't get wrong. Like, I appreciate it when movies don't always have a happy ending necessarily.
Yeah.
But with movies like that, I kind of want there to be a happy ending, is because you're
or just something more.
Something, yeah, because or something along the lines of positive, because you make me invest all this time into these two characters. And you make me like them, and you make me root for them, and then you're just like, yeah, they fucking die. Like,
yeah, for no reason. Yeah.
And some movies work out really good.
It's like there's a bigger reason to it, but it's like most of the time you can never figure that shit out. You got to Google it. You know, you're like, what does this ending mean?
Or you go to YouTube and that's what I do. I'll go to YouTube and I'll be like, what?
Explain this, please.
Yeah.
You ain't no radder.
What?
Ending.
Like, you ain't no radder.
Radder?
Yeah. Rad.
You suck a dick.
You can't understand movies.
You ain't a real radder. What you publish?
I haven't published nothing yet, but it's a goal. Motherfucker,
how is your writing coming? Are you like almost done with anything?
Yeah, I've been working on some stuff, but I wouldn't say I'm done with it.
Some stuff,
yeah, a couple of DC Comics things.
You've been working on shit for years though.
Yeah,
so what is happening?
What, trying to make moves on it?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Fucking.
You writing a book? You writing a comic?
Trying to get enough money at least so I can try to get something, some kind of pitch together. Go down to DC Comics.
You a catcher.
I don't know, dog. I'm trying to figure it out.
I heard this movie right here is crazy. I'm still writing
That's what's up.
I still analyze shit and study.
I heard this movie right here is crazy. The Pooh Keeps Keys tapes. The Pooh Keeps Keys tapes. I heard this shit is crazy.
I've never actually heard
it. Oh, is that about that devil dude?
Nah, or I don't know. I just know, like, this is, like, because I've been seeing, like,
it's a lot of these. What about that weird dude who had, like, that nasty house
and the, like, cult kind of? There's, like, this, like, shit on TikTok, like, that certain people do it where, like, there's these certain movies that are, like, they're horror movies, but they're so, like, disturbing to where they're, like, some are banned in the U.S.
Yeah.
So you have to go, like, on certain streaming websites to watch them. I haven't really checked them out, but I'm kind of curious to check them out because I'm, like, well, I mean, they're, at the end of the day, they're movies. And plus, I kind of want to see, like, why they're banned. Like, are they worth being banned, or is it just...
That's definitely GLD Dan energy. Yeah, dude. I feel like nobody else here knows what I'm talking about either besides you. All right, I got to look up pictures. This dude looks like GLD Dan right now. This dude. Do you know who GLD Dan is?
No.
You know GLD? No. Little bitch.
Shit, but I mean, most of the time I get right with Tyler. Because, I mean, I like writing. I'm a good writer, but I'm more of, like, I want to film the shit that we've written.
Like, yeah, it's hard to write when you're like, fuck, is this really going to go somewhere? And you want it to go somewhere, and you're just like...
Well, I mean...
That's GLD Dan.
Oh. Yeah, he said, yeah.
No, I mean, like...
That's you right now.
Yeah, that's all you
right now. It's hard for me to write because, like, I've been writing for a long time. So, like, if I'm like, oh, I want to write something, all it needs is subject, characters, and shit. And I'm like, all right, let's see what I'll do with it. But it's like, I know it's not where my passion lies. My passion lies in filming. I like filming. I like
this isn't the writing part.
I like cinematography. I like putting colors together. I like putting scenes together. I like...
You like the director. You like the director part of the... Not the writing.
I like the writing. It's just...
You want to do more of the directing. Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing writing.
Yeah.
I need to do more directing.
I mean, no, it's just like, I think Tyler handles the writing better.
Yeah.
Tyler's more of the writer, and I'm more of the guy that knows about the camera shit and knows how to set up scenes and lighting and how to color coordinate the scenes with the right colors.
Put a little bit of fog.
Tell me, because I feel like you would know this YouTube channel. I've been watching him a lot lately just because it...
DSLR guy.
No, it's just, this guy's fucking funny, but he just watches these certain movies, right? And he kind of just shits on them. Like, and mainly he reviews movies that are like kids' movies that are older, but he does a bunch of different shit. But Bionic Pig.
Oh, yeah, I know Bionic
Pig. This guy's tight, right?
Yeah.
I love watching his videos because not only does he make it funny. Yeah, because not only is this shit funny, but you see stupid, he shows out the stupid shit. Like,
have you watched his homie, Elvis the Alien, and they have a channel together called Alien Bacon?
No, I haven't.
Alien Bacon?
Yeah, because he's Bionic Pig, and his homie's Elvis the Alien. So they fucking just set up a YouTube channel together called Alien Bacon.
Huh.
I like it.
And what do they do?
They just review movies and shit.
Kind of similar, but instead they collab on the... Or you know what? I think I've seen him in his videos, maybe then. It's like, it's just his homie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like, yeah. He's in like some of it, like, okay, yeah. So I have seen him. I know who you're talking about.
Shit, I wouldn't even mind like starting to do that, like review videos. It'd be like trash or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, well, that's another thing that me and Tyler's trying to start our YouTube channel for, because we're like, maybe we can do like our little short stories on there that we've made. Like, we could just do like little short stories.
Yeah,
like,
you can do that shit.
Draw them out so we could at least make little things, get some sort of fan. Because, dude, if you... Me and him watch, like, 7 YouTubers who have started their own comic book series now.
Yeah.
Oh, so damn. It's like, people, like, usually do this shit and just try to get some traction. So I'm like, maybe we just...
Yeah, just a little exposure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what I'm trying to do, man, is get places. Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, what I'm doing right now is cool, but it's not my passion. So it's like, you're like, if I can get to where I want...
I mean, I'll be fine just working as a comic book writer, and that's not the hardest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. You know? I could write. I want to write a book.
Yeah, I feel you.
I've been wanting to write a book since I was like 16.
I think the hardest part is getting your foot in the door, getting yourself out there, so then you can like actually make a profit, and then like get your name known. So then
how am I going to get to LA and actually show people that I can write a comic
book? How do you make a career out of this? Is the thing like how do I like make this into like a where I make a profit? Not because, oh yeah, I just want money, but that is a part of it. Like, I need, you know, we all need to live, we all need money, we need rent, you know, we all need to eat.
I'm just, man,
you know, if I can make money off of fucking fishing or something, like, that'd be cool. But, you know, yeah. I mean, it oftentimes, no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny though, watching people that fucking, like, I know you guys aren't as much into the comics thing as I am right now, but man, DC Comics is writing some shit.
Like, some shit, like,
yeah, like garbage. Like, yo, who's writing this shit? Like, yeah. And I'm like, I can write something better. Like, dude, Mark could write a better story. Like, shit like that. So I'm just like, if they really letting these people write, I feel like I have a chance. At least in writing sippy. Comics.
Is he a little sippy?
Motherfuckers out there feeding that garbage.
Yeah. Ooh, I haven't had Jack in a long time.
He sniffed that shit, said, hey, yo. That was some grandpa.